Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealed.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Join now. He writes at a website called Ameland, is the biggest website of its type in the world. And he is the biggest writer there, and his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Let's kick off with this. I want to save, you know, my favorite one for last. So let's kick off with this. Illegal boats are far more dangerous than illegal guns.
Absolutely.
The fact that you had to write that article is a sad thing, though, isn't it?
It is, in the sense that we have allowed our voting systems to be so degraded that we have to worry about illegitimate votes and fraud in the electoral process. And it's not as clear that it's fraudulent votes as it is gaming the system so that people can manipulate the voting to get the results they want. And basically, it is almost entirely the left side of the spectrum that is doing this. And there's a reason for it. The reason that the left does it so much more, there's several reasons. But one of them is they own most of the media.
Sure.
So the media is not going to call them on it. They're not going to investigate. They're going to downplay any investigations. They're going to call people who want to investigate racist and white supremacists. And so, when you have that kind of coverage in the media, of course, you have far less accountability. And when you do that, it opens up the potential for serious election irregularities that create illegal votes. And when you have those illegal votes in that kind of numbers and very closely correlated and controlled as to where they need to go, you can change the whole complexion of the government in the United States. And my contention is that is what has happened in the last election, and it has been going on significantly for a fair amount of time. Now, one of the reasons that there's a little bit of a reason to hope is it's hard to spend $500 million on getting illegal votes in every election. Facebook has thrown $500 million at elections with a fair amount of money.
Yep.
They call them Zuckerbucks, I think. And that's what happened in 2020. I mean, we know that there was hundreds of millions of dollars put into play, and the money was put into play in the so-called nonprofits that used the money to infiltrate voting systems in the key states and to turn the local voting systems in the urban areas in those states into get out the vote machines for Democrats. And when you have Facebook data to use and Google data to use to see who you have to target and how you can target them in this strategy, and you're willing to harvest ballots and use illegal methods to get them into the electoral process, that's how you change elections.
Right.
And, of course, that means we get bad government, which we are experiencing at the moment. I would argue that if the Trump administration had stayed in power, we wouldn't have abandoned $80 billion worth of equipment to the Taliban, the Chinese, anybody else who's willing to come up with a few bucks, because the Taliban government is basically broke and they aren't very technologically sophisticated and they don't produce a lot of local talent to fly helicopters and run tanks.
Sure.
With a lot of sophisticated equipment. So if you wanted a M1 or maybe a small fleet of them, and you could figure out some way to remove them to Pakistan from Afghanistan, maybe through China or maybe through the stands, and Russia gets kind of hard. There isn't a lot of easy movement through those areas. You could probably buy them for bargain basement prices in Afghanistan right now. I would also argue that our current war with inside Ukraine, war with Ukraine and Russia, would not have happened with the Trump administration. Putin showed every measure of respecting Trump and not being willing to push him to extremes. And Trump worked hard to let Putin know that, it wouldn't be a good idea to invade other countries. So there's another one. We've wasted literally hundreds of billions of dollars in spending, which mostly is targeted to go to Democrats. And there's been these direct attacks on the Bill of Rights. Freedom of speech. We've never seen freedom of speech under attack as much as it is right now, except possibly World War II. During World War II, where there was wartime measures, everything was censored, and, you can make a pretty good case that the problems we're experiencing now have resulted directly from what happened in World War II, with censorship being imposed and certain ideologies gaining control of most of the media. And then we have huge increases in the homicide rate, mostly in big urban centers. And we've got this terrible economic chaos that's going on. Gas prices are part of that. Inflation. All of this comes from, I would say, illegal voting processes. And if you don't believe me, watch 2000 Mules. I've seen it. It is very convincing that there were plenty enough illegally harvested and trafficked ballots to change the election. And frankly, if you'd been reading the dominant media the whole time and you believed the trope that Trump is Hitler, I think people who believe that would reasonably do anything they could to try to get rid of Hitler.
Oh, sure.
Including cheating at the ballot box or cheating in the voting process. So, in the article, I talk about how those are horrific, terrible consequences of illegal votes in the country. And then we want to compare that to what are the consequences of having illegal guns in the United States? And that breaks down into far fewer bad consequences than the illegal vote. So, are we getting close to a break here?
We are going into one. You have become a master at media, sir. Hang on for me, if you will. Talking with Dean Weingarten This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment, we perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about illegal votes are far more dangerous than illegal guns. Shall we talk about the Wisconsin bear? Or is there more to say about that?
Let's do the illegal guns first.
Okay.
I covered half of it in the last segment. That is illegal votes and what they can do.
Gotcha.
So here's what are the illegal guns in the United States. People don't realize how few illegal guns are in the United States. Now there's about getting close to 500 million guns in the United States. Firearms. That's not counting muzzle loaders. It's pretty close. Now, there's some dispute over this. It's a hard number to be absolutely certain. But using standards that have existed for about the last 30 to 50 years almost, we come up with a number of about 500 million, getting real close. Of those, a tiny number are illegal guns. What are the illegal guns in the United States? Well, there's just a couple of categories that are illegal. There are fully automatic guns, of which there's a very limited supply, a few hundred thousand, that are legal in the U.S., and then there are people who convert or make or import fully automatic weapons. When they're used in crime, it makes the news. There's just not very many of them, and they only really exist in small numbers because they're not that much more effective than a semi-automatic firearm, of which there are tens of millions of them easily available. So we have the fully automatic illegal guns that aren't registered. Then there are short-barreled rifles and shotguns. To have a short-barreled rifle or shotgun, you have to pay $200. And there's a lot of regulation to go through, but you can get them. So you can get them legal. But they're so easy to make that we have a number of them. I would guesstimate that it's probably far less than 1% of the number of legal guns. All it takes to make an illegal short-barreled rifle or shotgun is a hacksaw and 15 minutes to cut the barrel of a shotgun below 18 inches. It takes a little longer with a hacksaw to cut a rifle below 16 inches, but you can get a power cutter at just about any hardware store where you can do it in a minute. So there's a significant number of illegal short-barreled rifles and shotguns. But the fact remains, an illegal short-barreled rifle or shotgun is essentially just a crude pistol. And ordinary pistols are legal, plentiful, and effective. Pistols are probably more plentiful than either rifles or shotguns in the United States because we've been selling a lot of them in the last 15 years or so. And they continually outsell rifles and shotguns. Probably because most people find them very useful for self-defense. So one of the problems with saying that illegal short-barreled rifles and shotguns cause damage is there's plenty of substitution to just use a regular pistol. So it's hard to believe a crude pistol, which is a sawed-off shotgun or a rifle, is going to do much more damage than a legal pistol. Now, outside of those, we do have the federal regulations and usually state mirrors of it saying it's illegal to take the serial number off of a firearm that has a serial number. When you take the serial number off, it becomes an illegal gun. But it will fire exactly the same as it did when it was a legal gun. So it's hard to see how making it an illegal gun by removing the serial number makes it any more deadly. You're going to have the same amount of problems either way. Then there's a couple of little bitty categories that are very, very rare. These are rifle firearms that have a bore of more than half an inch, 50 caliber, and they have to be not suitable for sporting purposes. I mean, most people agree that a 577 or 600 Nitro Express elephant gun is suitable for sporting purposes. They were made to hunt elephants. You know, they're not really much fun, you know, to hunt prairie dogs with. But they are suitable for sporting purposes, and they are exempt from that 50 caliber limit. And then in shotguns, you're not allowed to have anything over 10 gauge unless it has a permit. So there's probably a very small number of 8 gauge or bigger shotguns out there that are not registered and are not considered suitable for sporting purposes. But there's such a small number of these larger caliber rifles and shotguns that you almost never hear of them being used in crime. I'm trying to think if I've ever heard of one being used in a crime. I guess way back in the 1960s, there was a Lassie, I think 80 caliber, 20 millimeter, anti-tank gun that was used in robbing a building which had, you know, they stored money in. It wasn't used in anti-personnel law, and it was legal to buy those at the time, before GCA 68. So it wasn't even an illegal gun back then, but that's the only case I know of where something over 50 caliber rifle firearm, and the shotguns, I don't know of anything which has ever been a crime committed with a shotgun of larger than 10 gauge. So these are the amount of crimes committed with these guns are really small. Now, we did have an article in Minneapolis where people were converting Glock pistols into machine pistols. There is a device that can be ordered from overseas, usually China, is my understanding.
Or you can 3D print it.
Yeah, you can. I understand the 3D printing is not quite as durable, but it probably works for a while.
But I tell you what, let's hold it right there. We're coming up on the next break. We'll continue this on the other side when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about the illegal votes. Now we're talking about illegal guns. All of this, by the way, is waiting on you at Ammoland.com with nearly 2,000 articles from Dean alone there as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Consumer sentiment is stuck at a 10-year low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for May confirmed a more than 10% decline from April. The survey noting negative views on buying conditions for houses and big-ticket items, as well as the outlook for the economy. However, it found less than one quarter of consumers expected to be worse off financially a year from now. President Biden says a graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy is ready to help guide the nation to a better future. In his commencement address on Friday, Biden congratulating the 1,100 graduates for persevering through challenges added on by the COVID-19 pandemic. He went on to say this class is graduating at an inflection point, noting their values will help guide the nation to a better future. USA Radio News. A man shot and killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas earlier this week. Texas Department of Public Safety reports officers may have waited up to an hour before engaging and killing the shooter. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez says there may have been a failure of protocol.
Certainly there was, if you're looking at a book that says this is how you do things, that's not what happened here.
Southern Baptist leaders release a once secret list identifying hundreds of pastors and church employees accused of sexual abuse. The decision to release a list of names Thursday came after a firm Guidepost Solutions released a bombshell report investigating the claims. The firm unveiled a 205-page list with names of over 700 church workers accused of abuse between 2000 and 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about illegal guns. If anybody had to put a number on illegal guns, where do you think that would be? If we got nearly 500 million legal guns, how many illegal guns would you make a guesstimate at?
My guess would be that it'd be 1 million, 2 million around in there.
That's nationwide.
We have, for the whole country.
Right.
We have data from the guns that were confiscated in Chicago in 2014. One of the disarmed population groups, the trade, funded by Bloomberg, got that data for 2014. And about 6,000 guns were confiscated there. And they listed the top 20 gun makes and calibers. You know, like, say, Smith & Wesson 38 would be one, okay? Of the top 20, not one was a model that was illegal to own, buy, or sell. Now, some of them may have had serial numbers removed. They didn't indicate that on the data, and that might have made them illegal. But of that 6,000, and they looked at the top 20 most common ones, and they were all legal handguns. Then, in Minneapolis, so we're looking at, say, sawed-off rifles and shotguns, in 2018, we have a bit of data saying that they confiscated 704 guns, but only 10% were rifles and shotguns. And most of those rifles and shotguns would be legal. And only of that 704 that were confiscated, only 112 were used in, were connected with a crime of violence. Now, the guns that are making the news now are Glock, where they have these illegal switches that allow them to be turned into a machine pistol, an automatic gun. And in 2019, it was reported 256 of those were ordered by people in the Chicago area. But they didn't say how many years that number covered. I mean, it might be 6 years, 7 years, 10 years, in 1 year, we don't know.
Right.
You know, and I'm always suspect when you put a number like that, but you don't put a unit on. We don't know how many. How many years were covered. So then in Minneapolis, an AP story found 78 instances where automatic gunfire was recorded with their shot spotter technology that records all the gunfire in the area. So they had 78 instances, but they only reported one person was killed and 10 were wounded in those instances out of a total of 550 for the period recorded. So 11 out of 550 would be 2%. And given that the number of people shot may have well have been shot if it was a legal semi-automatic, I think we're going out on a limb to say, for the sake of argument, if you have automatic guns, you might double the number of people shot in the incidents where they're used, which would be about 1% of those shot would be attributable then to illegal guns. So if you look at 1% of the national numbers, you're talking about 200 homicides and maybe 800 non-fatal firearm injuries a year. And that's being generous. Very likely those numbers are a lot smaller. That's a very small number of the overall illegal use of legal firearms that happen. So illegal guns themselves are a very minor issue compared to the damage that can be done with illegal votes. And you look at the incentive. Now, if you use a gun, if you use an illegal gun to do a robbery, you might gain a few hundred dollars. You know, if you're a really successful robber, you might get a few thousand. But if you use illegal votes to gain control of the multi-trillion dollar economy,
right,
then thousands of billions of dollars are at risk. And just like the Tammany gang in New York around the turn of the century gave a few scraps to the immigrants that they used to fuel their illegal vote trafficking, so the Democrats and the left today throw a few scraps to their voting base. But it's a tiny little proportion of what they are able to steal while in control of the economy. And by stealing, it's legal theft in a way. If you have a majority of the people in the Congress and the presidency and you vote to send, $500 million to your buddies in the nonprofits and who control the building trades in the major urban centers, well, that's not strictly illegal, is it? You've got the votes to do it. But the effect is hundreds of billions of essentially stolen dollars used to very poor effect, except to put money in the pockets of people who paid to steal the election. So, in my opinion, there's no question that illegal votes are far, far more damaging than illegal guns.
Well, I would have to agree with you. Without a doubt, I would have to agree with you. So,
would you like to start a little bit on the bear stories? Or do we want to go on to something else first?
Well, I mean, we got a minute. Well, we got about a minute and a half. So why don't we, as far as like, you'd said the 3D printed switches.
Yeah, switch to 3D printed. Yeah, the plans are online. It's not hard to come by. If you have a 3D printer, you can make them. You would probably, I imagine, they want to use a plastic that's fairly hard. There are other methods that you can use. There's only about, I think there's two, maybe three if you kind of screw moving parts on one of these switches. They're not that difficult to make. And I've seen several cases where people have ordered them from overseas. And the customs department does try to intercept them. But they're not that expensive. I think they're well under $100 when you order them. And it's just hard to catch them. So a few make it into the country, and then people use them in crime. I am a little ambivalent about it because a Glock pistol is a very light pistol.
Right. It's not a very good...
It's not easy to control in full automatic fire. And there's a good chance you're going to empty your magazine and hit mostly nothing, where if you actually aimed your shot, you would probably hit a lot more of the people you're trying to shoot.
I don't remember how many people killed in Sacramento with that guy that had the switch on his gun. But he obviously missed a bunch of them. We're coming up on the last break. This article about illegal votes are far more dangerous than illegal guns. You can find this in addition to nearly 2,000 other articles written by Dean at MLN.com. Go start today. You should be done by sometime 2023. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and the other day in rural Wisconsin, well, there was a fight. There was a fight on. There was a knife and a gun fight. Tell me about this knife and a gun fight.
Yeah. Well, this happened close to where I grew up in rural Wisconsin, so I could kind of relate. I could picture the scene pretty well in my head. And I was fortunate enough to talk to the sheriff of Taylor County, which is Medford, Wisconsin, is in Taylor County. And it was Larry, gosh, I know I'm going to get the pronunciation, Wobbenkink. And he's been sheriff, I think, for almost, well, at least in the law enforcement community there, for about 30 years. So we had a good conversation. And what happened was that on May 20th, Friday, and it was at night, so it was dark, but it was probably fairly nice out. A couple were in their home, rural home, on Castle Road. I looked at it. The whole road is in rural Wisconsin. It doesn't extend into the city at all. And it's a typical kind of, half farmer's field, half wooded area in that part of Wisconsin. And a lot of little ponds and stuff. It's just great bear habitat. So she looked out a window, and it was an ordinary kind of window in Wisconsin. It slides up and down. On the outside, almost always have a screen to keep the mosquitoes out. and here's her bird feeder. Well, you naturally put a bird feeder near a window so that you can watch the bird. Only there wasn't bird at the bird feeder, and most bird feeders are kept, you know, they used to be commonly kept about 4 foot above the ground, so you could put feed into them fairly easily. But that's becoming less and less common in this part of Wisconsin because the bears have learned that there's this free food available in these things, and so they go around and empty them out for their own enjoyment. She looks outside, and there's a bear eating at the bird feeder. So she opens up the window, at least partly. We don't know exactly how much. I'm sure the screen was on outside, and yells at the bear to go away. Only the bear took offense at this command, and apparently it thought, I'm the one in charge here, not you, and it charged the house, and it started coming at the window, the woman breaking through the window. It got inside. It's attacking this wife, and the husband hears the situation, and he does his husbandly duty and tries to get in between the bear and the wife, and the bear starts attacking him, and it bites him rather severely on the neck a couple of times and may have broken one arm, according to the sheriff. And remember, this is early reporting, and it wasn't directly from the hospital, so there may be slight differences. So, this is not good, but as the husband is being attacked, the wife is able to extricate herself from the situation. She obtains a knife, probably from the kitchen, but I can't swear that's the case, and then she comes back in an attempt to get the bear off of her husband. And she's probably stabbing the bear, but I can't say. Probably a stab would be the more likely and more efficacious type of move to make. But this gets the attention of the bear, and it stops chewing on her husband and attacks her again. Now the husband is a little freer, and he gets away from the bear, only he accesses a 9mm SIG handgun, quickly returns, and kills the bear. The whole affair probably didn't happen last more than 30 seconds. And all this time, the couple's children were sleeping in their bedroom or bedroom. So the parents have got this great story to tell the kids, and they got proof. Here's the dead, I'm looking at the picture, I guess it may be a 200-pound bear, in the hallway. You know, there's some blood around the head area, that's probably at least one of the places where the husband shot the bear. And they went to the hospital and got stitched up, and it looks like they will probably recover. I asked the sheriff to send him a note and say I'd be interested in interviewing them and that I can maintain confidentiality. But, you know, people in this circumstance often do not want to become publicly known, and they may not want to even talk to me, so I can't say whether I will get an answer back or not. Now, they did have a report that there was probably a cub with this bear that ran into the woods instead of attack to gain entry into the house. But it turns out that there is a common mythology that sow black bears with cubs are more likely to attack people. And there is a very, very famous bear researcher called Stephen Herrero. He is one of the most popular bear researchers around. He's retired. But he did research in bear attacks, their causes and avoidance. And what he said is that black bear sows with cubs almost never attack people. And he had as his source bear researchers who had handled hundreds of bears. And they'd handled hundreds of cubs. Well, at least lots of cubs. All the bears wouldn't have cubs, of course. And that the sow black bears did not defend their cubs. They would usually run off. They might make a false charge, but they never came into contact with people, and they usually, a few of them that did do the false charges seldom came closer than 10 feet. And usually they could be deterred with shouting. So, I don't think the presence of cubs for black bears should ever constitute an excuse for a sow black bear to attack innocent people. Because often, in discussions over these things, bear apologists will say, well, there was a cub, so the bear was fully justified in attacking that person because they had a cub. But we have the eminent authority of Stephen Herrero saying, no, that's not common behavior. Black bear sows almost never attack people because of cubs. And
you know,
I say this. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, you always bring up those apologists for the bear as if it's okay for humans to get killed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some people come right out and say that. We've got lots of humans. We don't have any bears.
Oh.
It's more important to save the bear.
Yeah. I'm so glad that they have that hierarchy worked out in their head.
Yeah.
So
I'd say the lesson to be learned from this attack is a 9mm SIG stops bears quite well.
Well, that's good because I have a couple of them. I like to carry them. And if I ever have a bear coming through my window, well, I'm not going to sit there. I'm not going to be arguing with them or knifing them or anything. I'll just shoot them with the 9mm SIG.
Definitely better than a knife.
Well, before we run out of time. Yeah. Dean's going to be on the road. He's going to an event this coming weekend in Boise, Idaho, so he will not be joining us this Friday or possibly Tuesday of the following week. But he will return. I know that there's those of you that just cannot stand your Dean Weingarten fix. I am the same way. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you. And those who need a fix can go to Amelan and read what I write.
There you go. Go get your drugs right there. Thank you, sir. And I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.